Damaya, go slow. I think that's the biggest advice I can give you when it comes to handling relationships. You're going to feel so many intense emotions, and you're going to feel like you're in love, you're flying, you have butterflies. You're going to want more time with them. You're going to want less space. You're going to want things to come faster, such as the next day or when you can talk to them. You'll want to talk to them longer. Maybe it's on the phone. Maybe you'll want to text them throughout the day. Maybe it'll just be this back and forth conversation, and you just keep wanting more. Maybe you'll want to move in with them. Maybe you'll want to have a child with them. Maybe you'll want to get married. Think of a future. And all those things are so wonderful and amazing. And I just want you to hold on to yourself as much as you can, because I think a lot of people would say they don't need a man or they don't need a woman. While I think the overall meaning of that is that they don't need somebody else to fulfill them, that they can feel joy, happiness on their own. But I do think it is important to find a partner who you can enjoy life with as well. It's not necessary, but it is really nice to have somebody by your side and to go through all the ups and downs with, because none of it is easy. It's not easy trying to find a partner either sometimes, but in order to find out if they want what you want, it's important that you do take your time. There's this thing called love bombing, and it's where somebody who wants to be with you will completely just bomb you, bombard you with love, with gifts, with constant contact. And it might seem like, wow, this is really great feeling all of this attention. It also isn't healthy. You want to look for somebody who has their own life, has friends, and those friends have their own lives. They're not focused on doing illegal things. They're focused on really positive things and positive messages. And what they do with their time is very important. Try to find somebody who enjoys doing the same things you do. You might not always agree on the same things, but it's nice to be able to have some kind of argument and come to a conclusion at the end of the day. Sometimes there's going to be people who you really think they're one way, and then they turn out to be another way. It's sometimes best to leave those situations, because if it's compromising your moral compass, I don't think that it's necessarily safe to be with that person. But maybe you learn from them too. I think it's really important to think about how each situation, as far as relationships and friends, how all of them can kind of show us some kind of lesson. It's really not easy to see the lesson at first, but when we give ourselves distance and we look at a different angle, and how I try to do it is I imagine myself looking at myself from above. And then I take myself one step further and further and think about different perspectives of other people, not just me. And I think it's important to do that as well. Sometimes we're going to give the wrong people love, and that's totally okay. It doesn't feel good. Sometimes it hurts. And you're going to get your heart broken. But in the long term, you're going to see that that person is meant for you based on, I'd say, the length of time. It takes time to build a foundation. It takes time to earn a friendship. It takes time to really gain trust. It takes time to kind of learn who this person is. To really just settle down right away fast might not be the best if you don't know this person's family, their friends, their network. It's important to find out people's long-term goals. You have built yourself up to be such an amazing person. You're brave, you're courageous, you're a really great friend, you're compassionate, you're kind. And you're very loving. You're so creative. Sometimes people are going to totally take advantage of that and you're not going to understand why. We talk about a lot of the time why bullies are bullies, and it's because they're sad in the inside. A lot of time, bullies come after people who are much smaller than them because bullies can't really handle people their same size because they're cowards. If you get bullied, it's not a reflection of you. It's really a reflection of them and how they see themselves. It's hard sometimes because when things in life happen, we can't really press pause on the main mundane things that we have to do, right? Such as dishes or chores or homework or our jobs. It would be nice to be able to put in a time code and a time sheet and just say, hey, I'm gonna just take off for 5 hours. The world doesn't necessarily stop for us how we'd like to, especially when we're hurting. But within these mundane tasks, such as just getting out of bed, taking a shower, brushing your hair, brushing your teeth, doing the dishes, within these tasks, we'll find a new kind of balance. And when we focus moment by moment, we learn that we can't really worry too much about what's going to happen next. Sometimes we just have to let what happens next unfold in front of us. If we focus on these little things, such as drawing and waking up and going for a run or a walk, or maybe even going out and getting a smoothie, these small things are really going to help us get through the really hard times. I wish I learned that a long time ago. But I think that with every kind of breakup, whether it's a friendship or a relationship or just something ending, even a job, you kind of gain these new tools and you have new tools to put in your back pocket, to put in your toolbox, and you get to pull them out when you need them. Sometimes our tools don't have to be consistent. Sometimes in the midst of a panic attack, we remember that we need to breathe a certain way. Maybe when we're about to fall off a bike, we remember that it's slippery and we can't move back and forth as much as we used to. Sometimes we do have to tread lightly, sometimes we do have to tread fast, and kind of knowing when we can pick up the pace or slow down is really important. Your friends and your family and the people around you who care about you are going to notice a pace before you do. It's going to be really hard to listen to somebody, especially when your heart is telling you one thing and your head might be telling you another thing. It's really important. It's really critical that we listen to our gut sometimes. And I'm not saying that I'm always going to be right, or your dad or your mom or grandma. It's not everybody's always going to be right or know what's best for you. Maya knows what's best for Maya. But I do hope that you understand that we're looking at you from another perspective. We always want you to feel safe and want the best for you. I know it's not easy listening to your parents when you're young. It feels like they're just trying to dictate your life, like they're trying to be the king and you can't be the king or queen of your own life. It is really hard watching your child grow up from this little peanut into a young lady. It feels uncomfortable because you're dealing with a lot of other things that your parents have never dealt with before, such as social media. We had it when we were 13, but you guys have it now. We didn't have YouTube as easy and as quick as you guys did at your age. You're exposed to so much more things in this world than we ever were, and it is kind of crazy to think about that. Another thing that is a little frightening is that you're much smarter than us. You are able to learn in a faster pace than us. It's not frightening because of anything other than us trying to, make sure you're protected. And you maybe already know so many of these things. And we're just kind of have to sit by idly and watch you grow up on your own and make mistakes. Just like the other day, it was kind of funny because you were making this handmade soap and you needed to measure something and it needed to go into the microwave, and you put plastic into the microwave. And you opened the microwave and I smelled something burning, and you said, but it said microwave safe. I think it was just the soap that needed to be melted, and that was the safe part. Plastic, we can't microwave plastic. You were a little nervous, but I told you it's just an experiment. We are just living this life one lesson at a time. Not all lessons are gonna be fun. But the positive side is you didn't burn the house down. You learned, and I bet you probably won't put plastic in their microwave again. You even asked me a really funny question, which was, does glass go in the microwave? And I said, yes. You said, how many times can glass go in the microwave? I said, as many times. It's kind of unlimited. I would have never even thought of that question. That was such a good question. It's really cool kind of learning where your mind is as well and kind of seeing where you're coming from. So I hope we continue to have this open line of communication where you feel safe and comfortable and okay to tell your family things that are bothering you, or even down to something as simple as why you thought a certain way. I think your dad is the best at understanding, and he's always thinking of different perspectives all the time. He doesn't have to pause like I do. Usually I have to pause and walk away from a situation to kind of really get to the root of it, but dad, he's great at it. He's able to do it on the fly. He's able to talk about his emotions freely. He's able to have such a mature way of trying to express his feelings. And that's still really hard for me, but you're doing really well at that too. So I think to wrap this up, I just want to reiterate that everything that's going to come into your life will be there at different speeds. And sometimes you'll be able to meet these things at the speed that they've come flying in at. And sometimes you'll have to say, hey, like you're going to have to go at my pace. And it's totally okay to do that. Because you are in control of the things that come into your life, and you can handle them how you want to handle them. I suppose you're not in control of how things come into your life, but you're in control of how you want to. So say it's like a soccer ball and somebody's kicking a soccer ball at you. You can't control how fast that kick is coming in, but once you catch it, you get to decide what to do next. You might kick it back at them at the same speed, or you might take it and bring it home. You might put it in the corner and let it be, or you might come back to practice the next day, and that is your choice. And I hope that when you grow up, you can protect your peace.